How you doing? I'm Rufus Johnson. I'm going to be on Totally Patriots. So watch. Make sure you watch Totally Patriots.
It's back to work for New England, and Totally Patriots is here to get you ready. Huddle up. Here's the game plan. What's the difference between a first down and a pick six? Communication. Get the message in how they do that.
Listen up. Today, you and I are going to communicate.
Plus, you know his name. You know his game. But what do you really know about this cornerback? Watch him share some hidden talents in Tilted. And Rufus Johnson's excellent adventure continues as he drops in for Pat's chat and dares to accept our challenge.
Oh, I'm good. I can do that, yeah. That's it right here. Right here.
Get your game face on. Totally Patriots starts right now.
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. Ashley's still on the bye week, but we are back, baby, ready to go, just like the Pats themselves. A lot of the guys, they had time to chill, relax, unwind, hang out with their family on the time off. One of the players, Rufus Johnson, he's going to have the shot to do that this weekend as we head to Dallas. That's where he's from. Let's get to know this linebacker right now. We got him all mic'd up. It is time to go. Here comes Audible.
How you doing? I'm Rufus Johnson. Tarleton State. Went to Tarleton State. Originally from Dallas. A Dallas native. I have four brothers. One sister. I have a daughter, she's about to turn two. I like taking her to the park. I go out, go to the park, play in the sand with her. She likes to go to the zoo, so I take her to the zoo, see the animals. She's so smart, so she points out all the animals. She loves the alligator, even though she freaks out when she gets close to the glass, she cries, but she loves the alligator. She always runs up to the glass like, ooh, ooh, daddy, and I'm like, and then she'll cry and come running to me once he starts moving, so. My favorite tattoo, I have to say, would be my dad. My dad, this is one of my favorites. I recently just got this summer, so, yeah, but this past summer. My favorite TV show, I would have to say, would be Martin. Martin, that's my favorite TV show. So I grew up on, and Fresh Prince. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground where I spend most of my days. That's it, I'm good, I'm good. I'm kind of a cool, laid-back type of guy. I mean, I don't really do much. I mean, I kind of stick to myself, but when I am out, I mean, I kick with my boys. I'm fun. I'm real funny once you get to know me. I'm Rufus Johnson. That's all about me.
We are just scratching the surface with Rufus. Maybe the students can get him to break out of his shell a little bit. I want to see his funny side. He's in the hall right now. It's time for Pat's chat.
Patriots.
Welcome to the Hall of Patriot Place presented by Raytheon. I am Miss Ashley Feldman. I'm joined by all my closest friends. We're in here tight this week. We don't normally do this. We're close and comfy. Get excited. We have, and help me welcome him, Rufus Johnson, everybody. Hello, Mr. Rufus. How are you feeling?
Feeling good.
I got to know about this name. Now, Rufus isn't a common name. You don't hear it a lot. I hear Rufus and anyone else. I think Rufio from... Do you ever hear that?
Yeah,
from home?
Yeah. A lot of the guys call me that on the team. So
they call you Rufio?
Yeah.
Where's Rufus from?
Well, Rufus actually came from... my dad got it from the Bible. Rufus is actually in the Bible. He was like one of the... one of the disciples that helped Jesus carry the cross. So, yeah, that's where he got it from.
That's a pretty big name to uphold. I know we have a lot of questions for Rufus. Lizzie, right? You first?
What inspired you to play football?
What inspired me to play football? My dad actually played football for Texas Tech, and a lot of my uncles played football, so I pretty much grew up around the game, so that's what kind of inspired me.
Did you have a role model growing up? If so, who and why?
That's a good question. I actually looked up to Julius Peppers, who's like one of my guys growing up. Obviously, he did a lot of good things in the NFL, so Julius Peppers probably had to be one of my guys.
What is your normal thing to do on your day off?
on my day off. I shop. I like to shop. I actually like shoes.
I was just about to say, so you have some fresh Jordans on right here. Are you like a crazy shoe person? Like, if it was raining out, would you not have those on?
Nah, I'll probably still wear
them. You would still wear
I'm
them?
I'm not that crazy, but I actually have a lot of shoes.
Have you gone shopping for shoes anywhere in a city yet, down in Boston?
I've been to Providence a lot. I go to shopping in Providence a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't really been to Boston that much.
So. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to do some traveling.
Yeah.
You said that all the guys call you Rufio. Is there a lot of joking going on in the locker room? And are you the brunt of the jokes, or are you the jokester? I feel like does he have a sneaky grin, or is it just me? I feel like he's putting some pranks on people.
Well, I don't know if y'all actually heard of the song called Trapped in the Closet from R. Kelly. And one of the dudes on it actually named Rufus. So LeGarrette he jokes about that all the time.
I didn't know that. If I did know that, I would have been joking with you.
Did you get to pick your number? And if so, what significance does it have?
I had 70 at first during the preseason. But I actually switched it back over to 59 because that's one of the numbers I had in high school. I've been having that number for a long time, so 59 been one of my go-to numbers. So I switched it over to 59.
What's your favorite movie? It doesn't have to be like football related or anything.
Okay, my favorite movie, National Security with Martin Lawrence.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen it. I know you said earlier you like to watch Martin, right, and Fresh Prince. Do we have any shows out now, like, that you have to see, a DVR? Like, are you a Walking Dead guy, Game of Thrones?
I've been actually watching Empire.
Who's your favorite character on Empire?
My favorite character? I had to go with Taraji.
Cookie.
Yeah.
Cookie.
Taraji, that's my girl.
Is that yours, too? Oh, it's a common thing. All right, guys, one more time, a round of applause for Rufus Johnson, everybody.
We're totally tuned in. Here's what the Pats have been up to on social media. Coming up on Totally Patriots, Malcolm Butler can make a catch when it counts, but what would he be glad to let slip through his fingers? He tells us in Tilted.
When I touch one before, they real slimy. I don't like that.
Plus, coach to player, teammate to teammate, football is all about communication. Find out how it's done and how they do that.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bose, the official sound of the Patriots. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hi, I'm Terrell Brown, and my first job was at Just for Feet, a sneaker store. I worked as a on-deck selling shoes and shoe cleaner, shoe shine, all those different types of things. And my boss, he wasn't a very cool cat. He definitely was rough on us, and I always used to tell him that I definitely wouldn't be working this crappy job too much longer. And I'll be in the NFL someday. So hopefully he's watching this one day. And he sees me on this camera and I told you so.
Terrell, you have definitely made it. You show him, man. Fight the power. Malcolm Butler's also definitely made it. Especially thanks to last year's Super Bowl. We've all seen that interception like 1,000 times. Now let's see what happens when we get this cornerback to shake off his gloves. It's time for Tilted. Wow.
What do I do when I'm not playing football? Play the video game, Madden 2K. Probably go play a couple games of pool at a teammate house. Get a massage. Basically, that's it. Spend time with my son. I usually go to Jamie Collins' house and play against him, beat him at home. Oh, my most embarrassing moment. I had just got a car in high school, and, you know, I just wanted to, you know, flash, show everybody I had a car. And, you know, we was in front of the school. You know, I had the music blasting, and everyone was outside, so, you know, I'm thinking I'm cool, just riding. And all of a sudden, the car cut off, and everyone starts laughing at me. Who's the best dancer on the team? Come on now, that's easy. My favorite superhero is Superman. I don't know, he just got that that S on his chest, and it means something. He got that tough mentality. Snakes. I'm afraid of snakes. They low to the ground. They can jump up and bite you. You can't never see them. You don't see them all the time. And I touched one before. They real slimy. I don't like that. Oh! I wanted to meet everyone at the Grammys. You know, I never seen them before. The first superstar I seen was Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski and all those guys. But, you know, I was excited to see everyone. But, now, I've met a couple of rappers, a couple of singers, Nicki Minaj, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Sam Smith. It was exciting.
Well, we do it every day with our family, our friends, text messaging, social media, communication. What is it? Professor Fritz is in his lab right now. He's ready to communicate with us and break it all down in how they do that.
Hi. I'm Professor Fritz. And welcome to How They Do That. Hello, football impresario. Did you hear that? I hope so, because we're going to communicate. Because communication is an important aspect of life, especially in sports. Imagine the chaos that ensues when the quarterback only tells the fullback or the wide receiver what the play is. How would the lineman know whom to block? Listen up. Today, you and I are going to communicate. We have two ways of communicating, verbally and non-verbally. Verbal communication involves speaking or writing, basically using words to get the information across. Non-verbal communication involves signs and symbols, gestures, and body language. Effective communication is the glue that helps players improve their connection to their teammates, which improves teamwork, decision-making, and problem-solving. To effectively communicate, you need to follow a few steps. First, the message needs to be sent. In this case, I'm telling you how to communicate. Next, you need to hear it, meaning the receptors in your ear perceive the sounds I'm making. Now, pay attention. Your brain sifts through all the sounds you're hearing and selects the ones it wants to focus on, such as my voice. Your brain then analyzes those sounds and gives it context. You think, oh, he's talking about the brain and communicating. These thoughts are then stored in your memory to be retrieved later. But be careful. Sometimes your interpretation of the message is not what was originally sent. Now your brain evaluates the message to decide if it's worth responding to. Is what I'm saying real or not? Once your brain starts evaluating, listening stops. So make sure you don't start this process too early or you could miss the actual message. Lastly, comes your response or acknowledgement that the message is received. It could be as simple as a nod or a spoken yes or no. There you have it. Listen up and communicate clearly. Nothing is more frustrating than watching a Brady pass fall into a safety's hands because he and the wide receiver miscommunicated the play. The perfect football player listens carefully, keeps his emotions out of the play, and communicates clearly. That's how you move the ball down the field without missing a beat or a play call. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that.
Totally Facts. We're off to Dallas. Did you know the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport is the third busiest in the world and is larger than Manhattan Island? Coming up, it's truth or dare time for this linebacker. What will he be brave enough to eat and totally challenge? Find out next.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
How do we get from Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo to Patriots linebacker Jerod Mayo? Tony Romo used to date singer Jessica Simpson. Simpson auditioned for the new Mickey Mouse Club with Justin Timberlake, who was in the movie Alpha Dog with Bruce Willis. Willis co-starred in The Expendables 2 with Terry Crews, who was in Draft Day and played the father of Arian Foster. Foster was teammates at Tennessee with Patriots linebacker Jerod Mayo. And that's your 6 Degrees.
So we told you before that Rufus Johnson is from Dallas, and he actually grew up a Cowboys fan. Probably not something you want to admit this week. Let's see what else we can get him to admit, though, right now. He is back in the hall. It's time for Totally Challenge.
Welcome back to the Hall of Patriot Place. It is time for my absolute favorite part of this show, Totally Challenged. We got Truth or Dares, we got Would You Rathers, and we have a table full of goods that I wouldn't touch, but hopefully we can get you to. So I'm going to start a little Would You Rather. We all know that everybody hates to hear we need to talk, right? Like nobody wants to hear, hey, we need to talk, whether it's from your mom, your girlfriend. So mine is, would you rather hear from your girlfriend, wife, whatever, significant other, we need to talk, or from Coach Bill Belichick, we need to talk?
Ooh. I had to go with Bill.
I had to go with Bill
Belichick. We need to talk. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, okay. That's serious.
Truth or dare?
Truth.
Okay, if you could go back to elementary school and change one thing you did, what would you change?
I'd probably say not being a class clown, and just I'd probably say, I don't know, yeah, that just not being a class clown.
Pay attention a little bit more.
Yeah.
Truth or dare?
I am going to judge you today.
Oh. I'll go with the dare.
Okay. Can you eat a sardine?
Oh,
I'm good. I can do that. Yeah. What's it? Right. Where they at?
You want to hand it to him?
Y'all don't have any hot sauce?
You can grab a one or two if need be.
Nah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
You saw these kind of thick. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good.
You sure?
Yeah.
You don't need any water?
No, I'm good. Yeah, I'm taking it.
All right, unless you want another sardine, that is going to do it for Totally Challenged. Guys, give them a round of applause because I would never touch a sardine. Good work. Looks like the guys definitely took advantage of their time off. I love that. But now, here we go. Let's get serious. Game mode. On to Dallas. Who's going to be the standout this month? Brady again? Maybe Deion Lewis? Or is it going to be Gronktober? Like it wasn't September. Ah, oh, Gronk, unbelievable. That's how we're going to leave you this weekend with some plays, some unbelievable standout plays from Gronkowski. We'll see you next weekend.
He looks to throw, he lots it to Gronk, he's open to the end zone, touchdown Patriots! Gronk the ball, number 2!
Now scans down the middle, fires toward Brock right seam, makes the grab at the 15. Woo! Tackled from behind by Darby at the 10.
What a shot by Brady.
Looks down the middle, throws for Brock, wide open, 35, 30, 25, 20. A foot race to the 10, caught from behind.
That's a big one right there by Tom Brady.
Brady drops back, has time, throws to Gronk, wide open, touchdown Patriots!
Can't cover it! He's home! You live 12 miles from Orchard Park!
Got a lot for Gronkowski, fade to the back corner left, makes the catch this time, in